Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
It's TNR.
It really is just a reality check. It's just how no one cares.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good evening. Welcome to 10 Forward. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pickering.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment for us?
First, I'd like to say hi to my friend Dave.
Okay.
And, Star Wars Party Pals.
All right.
And I was wondering, you know Jabba the Hutt?
I believe that we do, yes.
The Jedi, yeah. I was told that it takes like 16 people to control him.
That's right. It's a huge puppet, and they have both human operators and they have computer operators.
Yeah.
I have one last thing to say.
Okay.
Can you like strip naked and dance around like a f***?
Well, probably on a holodeck.
Not with the right pay, of course.
Of course, absolutely. That sounds like a Deep Space Nine sort of thing. Well, that's a whole other story on its own.
And into the wormhole with that.
Into the wormhole, yes.
Is it just me, or are there fewer active brain cells in the universe?
I think there are, as a matter of fact, you know. Good evening, welcome to 10 Forward. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pickering.
Okay, do you have a quick question for us?
No, I have a comment.
Okay.
I'd just like to say that the show's really great, and I've been watching it for a while. And
thanks very much. Okay. Boy, you know, those brain cells are just flying out of here like you can't believe.
Sucked into those black holes.
I don't know. Get a life. Get a job. Grow a spine, buddy.
Anything.
Okay. We're going to, and this person is a grand prize winner of...
a pass for one to Prime Media in October.
Congratulations, you've won your pass to Prime Media.
Hello?
Hi, you've won a pass to Prime Media in October.
Yeah!
All right.
A happy winner.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, do you have a question or comment for us?
I do, actually.
Okay, make it real fast.
Okay, I have a little poem. Okay,
uh-oh.
I'd like to say that Star Trek is great,
uh-huh.
But DQuest sucks.
Yeah.
Two has been a great addition,
uh-huh.
And you're a...
Oh, I caught you!
That doesn't rhyme!
Well, as a matter of fact, you know what? You lost your Prime Media thing. So there you go. You lose. You are a loser, bud. You are. You are a loser to the nth degree, I might add. So now we still have two passes to
we
give away.
We still have two passes to give away.
Because some weenoid tried to get something
bad. Oh, profanity
bad
not required.
Oh, yeah. You know, hello. Wake up and smell the Java, buddy. Yeah. Good evening. Welcome to 10 Forward. Where are you calling from?
From Scarborough.
Okay. Do you have a question or comment for us?
Yeah, I have a question.
Okay.
Do you think that the television sitcom Different Strokes will ever be revived in the near future?
Yikes.
Do you have a question or comment for us?
Yeah.
Okay, well, go away.
Not
fire away, I think. Okay, question or comment? Oh, no, I guess he didn't have a question or comment. Get a job, bud. Okay.
I like that they were giving away a pass for one.
I know. Weenoid?
What the hell?
Oh, if only there were still Star Trek college shows.
Did you see the guy with the baby make the catch in New York?
There seems to be a new one every month. Like it gets like a foul ball. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, they're manipulating it because I first thought I said, "All right, the guy's leaning over with the kid, and he could drop the kid, and he catches the ball." They make it look like he caught it on the fly. The ball hit the tarp, bounced a bunch of times, and he leaned over and picked up basically garbage, and then he holds it up like he did something. It's really offending me. SNY made it to get hits, made it look like he caught it on the fly. And I noticed something was off, and I went, I don't think that's the case. All right. Anyway, so basically, game one is tomorrow. I don't really have much to say about it. It is what it is at this point. I've expressed myself the last 3 days. So we thought, why not take phone calls like the other shows? Because Felger and Maz had a guy call in with a play suggestion yesterday, which I thought was fantastic. So let's start with line seven, Ernie from Norwood. Hello, Ernie.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey, what's up, Ernie?
Well, earlier Rich was talking about Till Tuesday and fake British accents from Boston bands.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Well, I got an anecdote for you, right? One time, a few years ago now, I was down at the Channel Nightclub, RIP Channel Nightclub, and I was hanging out with Amy Mann and Joey Santiago from the Pixies, right? And Henry Santoro, you may know who Henry Santoro
is. I know Henry Santoro.
Yes. WFNX. Yeah. Right.
Well, Henry was there, and he kept talking about how, oh mate, my show was the first band to break U2 in America, and we couldn't get enough of his fake Irish accent, so we hopped in a couple of town cars, and we took him out to the old Ford Apache recording studio out at Alewife. Fred, you know that place.
Sure. Yeah, that's where the Pixies recorded.
Well, we all did we laid a lot of tracks down out there. But anyway, we couldn't get enough. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting you.
I'm just going on. So you got Henry Santoro and Amy Mann and the guitar player from the Pixies, and you're off.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Santiago, yeah. And a couple of town cars going out to Alewife. At Fort Apache, right? And they used to have a Mellotron out there. And we couldn't get... They did.
Was it tough to keep track of your car empire while you were doing all of this?
No. You got a different guy. That's not me.
But you got the town cars.
Well, yeah. Who doesn't have a couple of town cars?
Well, that sounds like someone who might have a used to new car empire.
Well, it was, it was the early 90s, man. It was a different time. People had town cars. Like a lot of people had a couple of town cars.
Okay, Ernie. So all maybe right, your dad's you. Still owned at the time. I'm not sure.
All right, Ernie, thank you so much. That's Ernie Bob.
A true white channel.
Yeah. A true bluesman.
Yes. Big dig. Wrecked it.
They had the demolition.
That's what happens when we open up the phone.
They had a Mellotron there.
Yeah, they do.
All right. Nick on line two.
Yeah. I think an underrated matchup in this series is going to be Grant Williams versus Draymond Green. Grant's going to box out Draymond with this thick, juicy Nick Jamelli ass. It's going to be bloodier than the No Way Out match at Hell in a Cell 2000 between Triple H and Cactus Jack.
Oh, cut it out.
Thank you,
you've gone too far. Cactus Jack. He knew he didn't have the physicality to make it, so he just took punishment. All right, Manny on line one.
Yeah, and don't forget Mr. Sockle, too. Hey, Rich, I got a question.
Sure.
Rich, I got a question. You were talking about the movies in IMAX. Do you prefer watching them in IMAX or Dolby Vision, Dolby Atmos?
Dolby's fine, but the IMAX is for a movie like Top Gun. It's because you're not gonna go to an IMAX theater and then not have good sound. But I know what you're saying about the Dolby thing. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
All right. See you,
thank
man. You. That's
Randall.
Good.
Randall, go ahead.
Hey, guys, I used to work at a shoe store from the age of 17 to 18, and you'll learn a lot of life lessons, because when you're working and the other lady that you're working with is there and a fellow comes in with a Polaroid camera and asks the lady to try on sandals so that he can see if those would be shoes that his wife would like to wear or sandals.
Reasonable.
Would like to wear.
Yes.
And then you see that gentleman a week later saying, no, why don't you try on the other sandals? And I have my Polaroid camera, and I'll take another photo of it.
Yeah, and then, good husband.
So that's a life lesson that you'll never forget. And you bring it up 25 years later for a sports radio show.
I know, Randall, it seems like someone who's a courteous husband who was doing the legwork, no pun intended, for his wife.
I'm just looking at the phone, the screener list, and it just says, Randall worked at a shoe store, has stories.
Yeah.
And I'll take that 10 out of 10. 10 out of 10 times.
He was a good, courteous husband. He was, yes, those sandals look like they would fit you divinely.
Yeah. Ernie and Norwood. So this was a good experiment, just opening up the phones, huh?
Yeah. I think we've hit batting practice homer after batting practice homer. What's
now
the problem?
Now I feel guilty taking an actual Celtics one. Because it's not going to sound right following four that were in no way related to the Celtics. So is what's-his-face joining us, Brad Stevens joining us at 9:30?
Yeah, like, at 9:30. Yes. So we're going to have to break early yeah. to All right, make sure we have him.
So I'm guessing... So what am I doing here, Dan? Should I break now?
You should break now, and then...
Let Dan in for 1 second.
Well, since
not too many voices.
There's limited time and availability. Things are very chaotic, so we have to be done by 40. So do you want to take it 9:30 to 9:40, and then we break? We've done that. We've done that in the past.
Yeah, all right. So you want me to break now, come back? What do you want me to do?
You could break now if you want to, yeah. Then we can figure it out.
All right, so I'll break now. So you want to have two breaks done by 9:30?
You don't have to. You don't have to if you're on, yeah, if you're on a roll.
Okay. I mean, we took Gorm until 40. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, Rich. You know, does anyone have any plays that they would like the team to call?
Well, we have like two callers left.
All right, Joe, go ahead. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, listen, I just want to say Celtics in seven. You took Golden State to a four-time overtime, so, I mean, come on. What the hell's going on here? We got this in the bag, baby.
All right.
Defense travels, Fred.
I want a shirt. Celtics to seven. What the hell's going on here?
Oh, yeah, what the hell's going on here? We're all talking about it. Alex, what
do you want from me?
What do you want out of me? He's looking that way. She's looking that way. Alex, go ahead.
Hey guys. Hey, I'm going to be honest. That was a gauntlet of calls, so this is going to be hard to kind of follow up with that.
That's why I felt a little bad, but you're among friends. Go ahead.
No, no worries. I was curious to know what you guys thought. Who really had the harder path to get here, and who beat more great teams or good teams? And my only quick second thought is, something's got to change with the officiating, because I love basketball, but this is it's almost unwatchable. It's worse than any other sport, and I'll leave it with that. Thanks, guys.
Yes, the officiating's terrible, and the reaction to the officiating is terrible, and it is difficult to watch. The writhing around to fake getting calls is very difficult to watch, especially when it amps up in the postseason, and when when you're watching a game a week during the regular season, and all of a sudden you're watching 3-4 games a week. During the playoffs, it gets to be really...
It's approaching soccer levels.
Yes, and on Monday, we had a lot of people that were like, I'm a soccer fan, and this is getting into dangerous territory.
Okay, yeah, and I agree with them. I mean, guys, guys like Smart, guys like Lowry, they've learned how to game the system so well that it's considered commonplace at this point.
Yeah, and it's like a savvy veteran, like, and it's just, it's quite annoying. And it is difficult to watch. It's a slog in the fourth quarter, especially.
So to his point, I'm trying to think. So Golden State started with the Nuggets, right? And they had injuries. And Golden State like killed them. I think it was like they won in five. The Grizzlies were tough. Yeah,
Without Ja Morant, they weren't as tough as they could have been.
Yeah, they didn't have Ja Morant.
So no, the Celtics had a far more difficult road to get to this.
There's
point.
No question.
Especially with Dallas and.
Yeah, Dallas had Luka and a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
Now, Luka is one of the best five players on the planet, but it's Luka and a bunch of other guys against that team.
That's true.
The Celtics are far tougher.
And if you don't believe that, you could have heard Jason Kidd, who said literally, the other guys need to step up.
Yes, yeah, he called out everyone but Luka.
Yeah, he goes, the other guys, like, which has to make you feel good. But then again, I guess $20 million would make me feel a lot better about all that. All right, we'll break, come back, and then eventually be joined by Bradley Stevens. It's chaotic, but he's going to join us. And he is going to, you're going to hang on his every word, damn it. Trust me. We'll be right back.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
It's called the Toucher and Rich Show, but you can't forget Waller.
You explain it to me, John. Explain
honey,
it.
Honey, did you call him honey?
I did. This is like the argument I had with my wife last night.
Pull it.
Now, more Toucher and Rich.
That's right. We're Toucher and Rich. And we have coming up Brad Stevens, hopefully. Did you guys see, I was just talking to Dan about it, did you guys see any of the Western Conference final last night?
I saw the highlights, and it was just goal,
yeah, it's
goal,
amazing.
Goal,
it
goal,
was awesome goal, it's goal. Amazing. To watch the highlights. Yeah, I was at the Sox game, so I missed it, but I
right.
came back, and you look at the score, and you're like, oh my God.
And the only reason I watched it is because, to be fair, I was watching Squid Game, which is, for the first time ever, I skipped to the end of a show. I just go, all right, what happened? I'm over this. Just explain it to me. But on Twitter, people were talking about it. Can you imagine a world? I was talking to Dan about this, where goaltending was of no consequence. Mm-hmm. You want to put up six? That's fine.
Did they happen to, because the highlights, I'm sorry, the highlights were just goal. He said, they happen to pull either one of these goalies after giving up six, eight goals? Did
well,
anybody know?
No. Colorado goaltender got hurt.
Yeah, he got injured. So I know that. Okay.
Yeah, the Rangers pulled their goaltender. They had to have pulled their goaltender.
No, it wasn't the Rangers. It was the Oilers.
The Oilers had to have pulled their goaltender. I got to believe. But, I mean, what fun. Imagine the NHL with goals and... And being on the edge of your seat and the excitement of seeing the greats.
Make the net bigger.
Do only what they can do.
Make the net bigger, Fred.
They didn't need it bigger last night.
By the way, Edmonton has been playing like this the entire series. I think last night was the seventh time in the playoffs they've scored five or more in a game. I mean, that's ridiculous.
By the way,
not supposed to happen.
Yeah, the Oilers pulled their goaltender. Yeah, two goaltenders played for both teams. But, yeah, it's not supposed to happen. It's fantastic. That would be just the slogs that we've had to watch over the years. And now, some of them have been great. You know, the 1-0 game against Tampa Bay with no penalties was about as exciting as a game can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is something to be said for the puck going in the net. Which, and you know, when you're down by two goals, it's not necessarily the end of the road. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That there is a comeback that could possibly happen.
It's wide open, and it's so much fun, and it's like a video game. And meanwhile, over in the other conference, you have the Rangers goaltender is a finalist for the Hart Trophy and the Vezina Trophy. I mean, it's a completely different deal. I mean, Tampa Bay has a great goaltender who's also won a Vezina Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't wait. I mean, the Stanley Cup Finals, you have one team that can score goals at will because Colorado was the best team all year long. And then you have the Eastern Conference where they're beating the crap out of each other.
It was like a Mike D'Antoni coached hockey game last night. All gas, no breaks.
Yes.
It was. As I said, I only saw the highlights, but I mean, the highlights went on forever because there was just a million goals yesterday.
Yeah. So there you have it.
And it was better than the Red Sox.
Nothing was better than the Red Sox last night. I mean, you got to see Joey Votto in person. The great Joey Votto.
Who's hitting under 200 at the moment.
Yes, he is. But imagine being him and being like, I'm a borderline Hall of Famer. Probably not, but borderline. And I just got to sit here and watch this thing sink. I got to just, you know, we kicked around. We were in the conversation last year, and then you took everything away from me, and I'm the only thing left.
He wakes up, looks at the lineup card, and doesn't recognize three or four guys. Who the hell are these guys?
Yeah, he's got to, like, travel the country just, like, sucking.
And clean up for a team that has no chance.
And they're never going to get rid of him because he's, like, a god there.
No.
And he's all they got, so the chances are they're never going to get rid of him. So even though they really seem to care about the fans there, but, yeah. And yesterday, two would-be home runs, top of the walls for Joey Votto.
That's right.
Last evening, getting robbed a little bit by Fenway Park.
Weren't both runs scored off of errors?
Yes.
Okay.
Both with two outs, too.
It's always
very
the best way to
get it.
Listen,
Votto hit the top of the bullpen wall, which is something you never see. The ball pops straight up after hitting the bullpen wall, and the other one was a shot over the monster that looked like it went out and somehow didn't. So,
yes. Hurley put it, there's cursed and then there's Joey Votto last night.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you took your best pitcher and made him your closer, perhaps you win that game last night.
Yeah.
That's just an idea that I don't know if I've heard that kicked around yet.
We were actually talking about that while we were sitting there. Imagine if Garrett Whitlock could relieve in this game, how much better it would be.
But at least you got to stay for the whole game.
Yeah.
It was a quick one.
Yes, that's true. Actually, the first four innings took an hour. And I'm like, oh, my God. And, of course, the idiot next to me, one of my idiot friends, said, wow, this game's moving fast. And, of course, then it slowed down to a crawl. But that's how things work.
Well, listen, sometimes the boys got to get over and see the big red machine come to town. Like it's 1975.
I mean, if you're going to lose to the worst team, lose drastically. Fight off two errors. That
like 2 nights ago when they lost to Baltimore 10-0.
Yeah, that was strange.
Yeah.
But I was interested to see Devers, who got nailed with a line drive in the on-deck circle, which is the nightmare. Now that my son's older and, like, the kids he's playing with are older than him, mm-hmm. that you got to be, like, super careful where you sit.
Oh, yeah.
And some lady had her baby on the ground, like, but far away, like, probably 300 feet from home plate and, like, way into left field, like way left of left field. And some kid ripped a foul ball. And the mom was talking, and it hit the bag in front of the baby.
Jesus.
So
that's
just
aluminum,
like,
bat, too. That's no joke.
Right. So, yeah. And then the ground, of course, is, you know, rock hard wherever they play because it's Newton. And, you know, why would they, you know, address any of the field issues? They're already at a loss with the schools. So, yeah, that's, like, my nightmare now is when I saw the Devers got hit by, like, on deck circle, I'm like, oh, boy. Because, you know, when the ball's coming at you fast, like a line drive that's, like, curving a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you don't, like, the last thing I want to do is put my hand in front of it. But, because then I don't break my hand, you see. But, I have to make the judgment if it's going to protect my face.
Sure.
So I'm constantly making that judgment. I can never relax now.
Well, next year for my son is the year that I think is the most insane when it comes to playing youth baseball. And that is the first year where the coach doesn't come in and save the kid and start pitching. So what you have around, like, 12 years old are these kids who have got, some of them develop decent cannons for 12 years old, but no control whatsoever. So kids are just getting nailed left and right, and nailed hard, too.
All right. Brad Stevens is on the phone.
Oh, nice. We got Brad Stevens. Good.
All right. So it's been a while. Brad Stevens, of course, is the Celtics president of basketball operations. He joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Stevens, hello, sir.
Hey, guys. Look forward to I want to hear more about the 12-year-olds. Beaming each other with balls.
You've been there before, right? Did your sons play baseball as well?
He played really early and then decided not to. I played until I was a freshman in high school, so I've kind of been there when the kids start pitching. But I feel like we started pitching a lot younger back in the day. Nobody really cared about how many innings you threw or how your arm
fell. That's right. You just threw your arm fell off. That's true.
And,
right.
and in the 80s, nobody was doing pitch counts.
Oh, not my dad. My dad threw his arm out in high school, and he could have been a pro if you'll just ask him. Oh, he was right. He was meticulous with warming up. Oh, my father threw his arm out, and if I hadn't thrown my arm out, I would have been a catcher, and I would have. They were looking at me for the pros. Oh, yeah. He's got a story to tell. So I grew up in
some little league. It's some little league coach's fault.
Sure.
Well, no, high school. They he said his arm hurt, and they made him catch both ends of a doubleheader. Not good. You know, not good on the old man.
Well. First of all, Brad, congratulations. I mean, this is massive that you guys have made the finals. The big thing everyone's throwing around right now are and probably the stat that I think I've seen quoted more than anything is that since Steve Kerr became coach of the Golden State Warriors, the Celtics are the only team with a winning record against them. And through all those years where, you know, we've seen the Celtics team, when you were the coach, was always up to play these guys, and they always played them tough. Why is it that this team has a winning record against the Golden State Warriors when none of the other teams in the NBA do?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, obviously, you know, we try to prepare as well as we could and play them as well as we could. And we've had really good teams. Like, I think that's the last 8 years or so being in the playoffs, you know, every time we took the floor, you know, if you feel like you've got a shot in a game, right? And I think ultimately, you know, I think that for us, you know, that was obviously a game that everybody on the calendar circled because they're just running through people during some of those years. Now, the last couple, they were not in the playoffs because they had so many injuries. And so that probably skewed that number a little bit, right? But I do think that, you know, they're everybody's Super Bowl. Like, and so you show up, you're prepared, you're ready, you're dialed in, and you know, I do know, and I hate to throw water on it, but I do know that we played them a couple of times where it was one of those deals where they come back west for one game and then fly right back out, right? So I think there's all kinds of, every game's its own entity. How we played them in the past really has no impact on, you know, getting ready for this series, with the exception of, like, you know, you try to take any bit of information that you have when you're preparing for a team in a long series and, you know, use that. And then, you know, you learn as the game goes on and as the series goes on what to do more of and what to scrap.
All right, Brad, the other big storyline for this series is Golden State has all this experience. They have a lot of guys left over from their championships.
It's like 132 games worth of finals experience. And the Celtics have none.
And your roster has zero. Does that matter at all in this series?
Well, I think certainly, like, at the end of the day, you know, they are, you know, it's great to get a chance to play against them, because I think that they have been, you know, they've been a model of excellence for a long time here. But I don't think you should discount our guys' playoff experience and playoff experience together. If you start writing down the numbers of how many playoff games Jaylen Brown's played as a Celtic, how many playoff games Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, you know, Al Horford, even Daniel Tice and Robert Williams have played as Celtics. I mean, that's six of nine that have played, you know, a ton of playoff games together against a ton of different ways of playing. And so there, you know, though we don't have experience playing in the finals, we have a ton of experience playing together and, you know, have been through a lot as a group for a long time. And even though this group is much different than maybe a couple of our other runs, when you look at it as a collective, there is a core that has experienced quite a bit.
Do you like the comparisons that people are making now between what the Golden State Warriors were able to do as they built up this, you know, dynasty of a team and the way it was built? And many people are comparing it to what you guys have done with the homegrown team and the change of coach and the and all of this. Like, does anything in there, like, ring true to you that all of this seems to build up to, something that could possibly become the next Golden State Warriors?
Well, I don't think, you know, I think that whenever you're in this, you look at, okay, who's had success, study it, why they've had success. I think that one of the things that they've done a really good job of is they have elite talent, and they drafted those guys.
Yep.
And then there's elite team building around the talent. And I think that you know, a lot of times, and we'll get in a few weeks, the NBA is going to be in free agency and everybody's going to be talking about, well, which star can go where, which person. Well, it's got to fit.
Yeah.
And Golden State's made it fit. And the style of play that they play is unique. I think that, you know, as you watch them play with all the cutting, with all the motion, with all the random screening, they're a unique offense to pretty much the rest of the league. You know, and I think that's a great testament to their coaches and their players, and they put you on your heels in that way. But as far as the talent and the pieces and, you know, how they complement each other, it just all fits. And, you know, I think people talk about, and rightfully so, Curry and Thompson and Green. I mean, those guys are the core of that group and have been for so long. But Looney and Wiggins are absolutely perfect fits for that group.
Yeah, they are.
Right? And then the guys that they have on minimums, tremendous fits. Like Bob Myers and Steven, they've really done a good job of putting a team together.
Well, Al Horford had, I mean, obviously a moment when they won Game 7. You saw him break down all those attempts to get to the finals, and he had never gotten there and finally broke through. And you're the reason he's here. I mean, you had faith in him to bring him back. I don't think anybody, at least outside of maybe you, expected what we got out of Al. Has he talked to you about since like that moment? Because I know that he obviously is aware that you're the reason he's here. Did he speak to you at all about what that moment might have meant to him?
Well, I think one of the cool parts about the other night was just the quick embraces. And the, you know, those moments on the court, especially with the guys that, you know, we've all been here for a long time with. And, but I've talked to Al all year about it. I mean, I think Al's had a great year. And, you know, the first time that I thought, you know, when I was watching us play, that I thought, you know, if we could just get healthy and have a chance, it was earlier in the year when we were playing against some of the best teams, and Al, you know, his defensive presence and his size and his physicality just gave us a different look than we've had.
Mm-hmm.
And once Rob, you know, once we got him and Rob together in the front court, and then Jalen got healthy after December, and we went through the Omicron phase that every team went through and got going, I think we saw that, you know, Al is he's a better player than this, so I don't want this to be misconstrued, but he's the great connector. Like,
sure.
He makes everybody else a little bit better, and I think everybody in our organization was exceptionally happy for him, you know, and because he deserves, you know, he's a guy that you just cheer for if you're on his team.
Now, finally, Brad, because we know you have to go, what is the latest on Rob Williams and Marcus Smart as well? What do you see the lookout being here for at least game one?
Well, everything so far has been positive as far as the feedback I've gotten. We haven't been on the court as a team in the last 2 days. We got home late Monday, took Monday completely off, which was totally needed. You know, this, you know, rightfully so, our last 3 minutes of that game were widely discussed, but I thought the one part that wasn't discussed is we were pretty tired. We had played every other day since May 13th, and to have a chance just to get away on Monday, even if we got in late, was just a huge boost for our team. You know, emotionally, you know, you're just, you know, now you turn the page to a new group. You get a couple of extra days. Yesterday when we landed, we had a mandatory meeting with the NBA. They did some of their film prep and walkthrough as a staff and team. And then, there was some optional work in the gym here that's nearby. And, so most of the guys did very minimal. And so they'll get on the court for the first time today, and we'll have a lot more a lot more talk. But the most important thing our whole team could do the last couple of days is get off their feet. You know, and I think that that's the challenge and the gauntlet of these last two series, where, again, from game three on in Milwaukee, we were every other day, was a real, real challenge against two very physical, tough teams.
Should they spread out those games more? Like the Eastern Conference Finals, I mean, that's it almost seemed like the quality of basketball suffered from there not being, both teams, from there not being more of a break between games.
You know, I don't know enough about how the TV stuff works and how, where, you know, what our, you know, what our responsibilities are to fill time slots. So I don't want to say that we should or shouldn't. I don't think there's any question the quality of basketball, right, is better when you have an extra day in between, or when you have at least, you know, if you have a travel day, maybe you have 2 days in between the travel days, whatever the case may be. But, you know, like Miami did get that extra day because they won their series in six, and then, you know, we had to turn right back around because we won in seven. So that's just part of it, too. There's no excuses. You go and you, you know, you play and you compete and you get ready to meet the next challenge, regardless of when that next challenge is scheduled. I'll never forget one of my first years in the playoffs. We were playing Chicago and we won in six, and they told us before the game, if you guys win tonight and Washington wins tonight, you're playing 36 hours later at the Garden. You know, so we're in Chicago, and Washington, I think, was in Atlanta, and then, you know, 36 hours later, we're starting a brand new playoff series against that really good Washington team with Wall and Beal and those guys. But that's just part of it. You're so excited to move on to the next series. I think it takes away a lot. But it is nice in this case to have these two extra days. I think these two extra days, we didn't need a week. We didn't need 10 days. We didn't need 15 days. We just needed a couple days to, you know, catch our breath, get off our feet, and now get ready to roll.
All right, Brad Stevens, we appreciate you coming on. Best of luck as this series kicks off tomorrow. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Be well.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand-new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
All right, see you soon.
Take it easy. There you go. Brad Stevens, we'll be right back.
Right now.
It's like they're all on laughing gas.
It's Tusher and Rich.
Slow. Yeah, everything's in slow motion.
On Boston's home for sports.
These are the kind of people that take snoozes under trees.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
All right. We are Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
I just saw an interesting quote from Steve Kerr. This is from a few years ago. There, he was being interviewed on, I think it was for The Ringer, and he was asked about, you know, tell me about how what goes through your mind when you're drawing up plays. And he said, I never made a play up. So you just steal from other coaches. Brad Stevens draws up some great stuff. So Steve Kerr is basically admitting that, yeah, I steal a bunch of stuff from Brad Stevens.
A lot of people steal, like, inbounds plays from Brad Stevens.
Yeah. So I guess that, I mean, didn't Doc Rivers used to be known for being the king of the inbounds pass?
The ATO, after timeouts.
Yeah, that's
all we heard about, yes.
That was, and for a while, obviously, when you have such talent as Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett and Ray Allen, you know, I have a feeling that those are the success rate on something like that is probably a lot higher because of them. But that was Brad Stevens' big thing. Not Brad Stevens, Doc Rivers' big thing. But I guess that is the ultimate compliment from Mr. Steve Kerr. And that was from a few years ago. It is going to be a tongue bath. You've already heard it with Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. You know, and for somebody who is as salty as he is usually, he has been uncommonly kind. Well,
but as Fred pointed out the first hour of the show, that's going to change once he shares the floor with Grant Williams for a while.
Once Grant Williams starts nerding out and yapping in his ear, I have a feeling that the two of them are going to like each other. And I can't wait until Draymond just lays an elbow into him. Bam. I'm suspended? Okay.
Was it the last meeting that they had where Steve Kerr called out Marcus Smart for being a dirty player because
he injured Steph Curry first half of the game. I actually did that game. It was part of a West Coast trip.
I remember that.
First half of the game, they were going for a loose ball, and Smart was a couple of steps behind him, but he dove and caught Curry's ankle on the way by.
Which, by the way, was not anything dirty
it was nothing
at
malicious.
All. And, and Steve Kerr knows that. I mean, he's been in basketball long enough, and he's a good enough coach to realize it wasn't dirty. But
you expect, I would expect, when Smart gets introduced tonight, the Golden State fans not thinking that way. He'll be public enemy number one for them.
I don't know. Did they really hate Marcus Smart for that, or did everybody basically look at that and just went, oh, yeah, well, accidental?
I think it was 50-50, if I remember correctly, the day after.
But I'm with Fred. I think that Grant Williams is going to be the one guy even more than Marcus Smart, because I think that Draymond respects Marcus Smart.
Yes.
I think the one guy that's really going to piss him off is Grant Williams.
Well, and I think the guy that beyond that he thinks he can get in the head of is Grant Williams, which I don't doubt for a second he can. Because, again, watching the kid in high school, he was still bitching to the officials constantly.
Oh, yeah. Well,
which I rarely do, laughed out loud when I saw it. Because it's Adebayo in the high school championship game running over Grant Williams. Williams gets the call, and Williams stands up and just, blah, 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 like with his hands to his side, just following the official around, following him everywhere he goes. Yap, 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 yap.
And there's going to be a lot of Grant Williams time. I mean, if Robert Williams, if there's anything like that,
begging
the manager,
people to mic him up for this thing,
I'm interested.
I get to see that.
Draymond
looks at it. You're in the league how long? 3 years? You don't start. You've never averaged like 9 points a game in your life.
No, he's just like, shut up, nerd. Draymond's like cool. And let's just break it down into basics. Williams is a giant dork. He could have gone to Yale, for Christ's sakes. You know, Draymond like snuck into Michigan State. He's Fonzie. and Draymond's Potsy. And Williams is Potsy.
You know what you have to pray for, Fred? You have to pray for one of those, like, once every once in a while, Grant Williams goes off game. Like, just it's everything from three. And, like, you got to hope at the beginning of the series you have one of those, because Draymond will lose his mind.
Yeah, I it could happen. I doubt it. But, yeah, I mean, we've seen teams sell out on the other guys on the floor and Williams make open threes. So, I mean, it's happened in this playoffs.
Yep.
So it could happen again. I don't think so, but it could.
It'll be fun to watch. Well, New York State has generated more than $267 million in wagers since the Gaming Commission gave the green light for mobile and online sports betting since January 8th. Unbelievable. $267 million in wagers. Mobile bets accounted for $263 million of that. Sports wagers for the casinos only made $4 million. So think about that. Only $4 million are happening when you actually walk up to the ticket window. But then you've got $263 of that right there on your phone.
Well, there's two bills that are up right now, and one of them is ridiculous. One of the bills is you can't advertise. Like, you can't advertise your product.
Like, what purpose is that?
Okay, we'll let you do it, but we don't want anyone to know about it. Like, one of them has got so many rules and weird, like, government, like, obviously wanting something in return crap stuck to it. One of them seems fair, and I don't want to get them mixed up. It's obvious which one's which, but one is in the one in the House, I believe, is pretty much straight up, and the one in the Senate has got these crazy attachments. And the only reason I know is I read about it in an interview our general manager did with a publication.
Well, it's like you can't bet on, I think it's local college teams, but you can bet on college teams.
Which is fine. I don't know if both of those are that way, but I know there's one where they can't advertise. That the companies can't advertise that are, which makes absolutely no sense to me. Well, it does, is because you want like the Broadcasters Association and stuff to go, what is it going to take? I would believe to, you know, you're just trying to make things more difficult to boost your own personal interests. I would think, but what do I know?
That could be the case. That could be the case.
I just know everything about sports.
We're very sportsy. We're into sportsing, as Kyle Bailey.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about it. Why'd you have to bring him up?
You ruined him on the way out. Now he's going to sit on this his entire day off.
Yeah, that's I got terrible. A day off tomorrow. Much needed.
Hey, all right.
Much needed day off. You jabronis were soaking in the sun on Labor Day. I was kicking ass and taking names.
That's right. We'll be bringing our hard hats in tomorrow morning and working.
That's right. Yeah. So we're going to see you here in the studio on Friday, right?
Yeah, Rick says it's all right. I'll be there on Friday.
Right. Very good.
Even though Dan's encouraging me to take Friday off as well, but we'll see. All right, I'll let you guys know, but I am not in tomorrow. That is a fact. That'll do it for us, everyone. Have a great day. Bye.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.